Experience a full mind, body, and spirit approach to living your best life. Learn how to achieve optimal health, wealth, and happiness. This is your journey to wellness and abundance. You are listening to Mind Over Matters with your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness.
Everyone, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional medicine. I'm also a certified wellness instructor, best-selling author, and the director of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. As you know, the purpose of the show is to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is and what you can do right now to improve your health, your wealth, your happiness, your entire landscape by taking a different approach, a holistic approach, being, you know, willing to explore those areas of your life, your mind, your body that you really would like to just enhance and drive forward in a positive way. So my goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design, a life on purpose and with passion and with positive results. So to that end, when we're talking about mind and body, so often we neglect to realize that we're a whole, and we neglect to realize that what we do with our body really affects our mind. And certainly now, among the fears of infection and contagion, now more than ever, it's important to take care of our bodies. So I want to ask you, are you aware that there are foods that can actually save your life? And can eating these foods actually prevent you from getting the coronavirus or any other virus for that matter? Or if you do contract something, can foods actually be your savior? So to help answer these questions, I've got a great guest on my show, Dr. Stephen Masley. He is the author of the book titled The Mediterranean Method. Dr. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm delighted to be with you, Dr. Amy.
I appreciate it. Hey, tell us a little bit about who you are and, you know, your background and, you know, how it is you came to study, you know, what Hippocrates deems, you know, the ultimate medicine, food.
Well, I have been really interested in food since I was in college. One of my advisors said to me, if you really want to impact your patients' lives, you're going to need to give them recipes. And I really took that to heart early on and got very interested in cooking. In fact, when I was doing research back in the early 1990s as a physician, I did a chef internship at the Four Seasons because I realized the most important thing we can really do is not write prescriptions for our patients, but to give them ideas on what food they could eat that nourished their heart, brain, and soul, would be easy to prepare and could still be delicious. So I've been interested in promoting the best food for your life for many, many decades, and it's really paid off.
Wow. So is it fair to call you a foodie?
Yes, I think you could call me a foodie, and I'd take it as a compliment.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're a clinical associate professor at the University of South Florida. Tell me about the classes you teach there, because I love that, you know, you were fortunate enough to have a mentor that introduced you to food as the best medicine. And what is some of the work that you do now at the University of South Florida as a clinical
assistant professor? I work with residents and medical students, and I'm, you know, trying to teach them about lifestyle and functional medicine. So I'm kind of on the faculty. Most of the faculty are traditional medical providers. I'm the one out there who's the cheerleader for, you know, you need to manage your stress and eat healthy food and meet your nutrient needs and be active. And if you do all those things right, you may not need your other doctors.
I love it, Doc. You know, I often ask people, you know, what's the definition of a doctor, or, you know, and what does doctor mean? I think it's a Latin derivative. It means teacher or to teach. And I love that that's exactly what you're doing with your students. That's huge.
Lifestyle and food being the principal part of that.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. You've got this book out, The Mediterranean Method. What exactly is the Mediterranean diet? Because, you know, a lot of people hear that all the time, but I don't think most people actually know what it is.
Yeah, especially because we've kind of distorted it in the U.S. in a way that's made it far less healthy. But, I mean, the general principles are straightforward. You know, it's extremely diverse. It's the mixed cuisine that gets served in Spain, France, Italy, Greece, Turkey, and Northern Africa, across from Egypt to Morocco. And what they have in common is they have mindful eating. They eat socially. And when they do eat, you know, they eat lots of vegetables, fruit, beans and nuts, a plant-based diet. They use mostly olive oil for their cooking. They use lots of herbs and spices. They have yogurt, dark chocolate, red wine, coffee, tea, water. They have some moderate, you know, fish and poultry intake, which they eat several days a week. And what they really avoid, what they have in common is they avoid processed food, chemicals, sweeteners, and then they kind of pretty much limit like sugar and red meat to occasional use. So it's you know, a plant-based diet with poultry and seafood. It tastes fantastic and it's easy to prepare.
You know, you kind of make me hungry, just saying. So, all right, so I know there are a lot of myths out there. Tell us about that.
I mean, one of the most common, you know, thoughts is, okay, if you just add some pasta or pizza, a little tomato sauce, it's, you know, it make it somewhat Italian. That's a Mediterranean diet. But we've way overdone the grain portions, you know, with pasta and bread and you know, those are like in Italy. Pasta is a little appetizer. It comes on a small appetizer plate, and then you have your main course, which is usually, you know, protein and vegetables, maybe beans on the side, lots of spices and herbs, and they use olive oil. So, we've made it huge platters of rice and pasta and big servings of bread, and we've ruined it from a health perspective by doing that. So that's probably number one.
Yeah, we're pretty gluttonous.
We can be easily. So we really overdo the grains and the starches. Number two might be about seafood that, I think a lot of people think, okay, if I have seafood a couple times a month, that's really it. But it's the health benefits come from eating it 2 to 3 times every week.
Okay.
And, you know, and they eat a lot of shellfish as well. So it's not all just fish, it's shellfish. And they even eat seaweed. So any of those sources. I think a third one is that you can just skip the beans and kind of do a paleo version. But beans are almost a daily part of all those Mediterranean countries. And we've looked at the blue zones in the world. One of the most common things they do, besides eating a lot of vegetables, is they eat beans every day. So don't skip the beans. I think maybe one more myth is about what they drink. You know, we've heard red wine is good for us, and in moderation it is, but mostly they drink water as their primary beverage. They have a glass of wine with the meal, and they have a bottle of water, and we kind of think of it backwards. So those are just some common myths regarding...
That's awesome. You know, it's funny. I was reading an article in Wine Spectre. It was probably last summer or something like that, and they had featured a doctor, a professor... of nutrition, and they were one of the readers had written into the editor asking about the health benefits of red wine, and the doctor had answered, well, you know, I think there's a lot of myths surrounding that. You know, it certainly can be good for our heart, but he went on to say that you'd have to drink almost 20 glasses of wine a night to get the benefits of the red wine. So, you know, I
would disagree with that.
It's crazy. I was going to say, I don't know if that's true.
To get the resveratrol, specific agent, you'd have to drink 20 or more glasses of wine.
Exactly.
But if you drink one glass of red wine a day, there's benefits for your blood sugar control, decreases oxidation, it's good for your cholesterol profile, your food tastes better, it improves digestion. I'd say there's lots of benefits to having one glass of red wine a day.
All right. So as a foodie, as an aside, you know, what would be your favorite red wine?
Well, see, here's the good news. Any of it works. So
very diplomatic.
You know, yes, I like cabs and I like pinots and I like some red blends and all of those, but it doesn't have to be more expensive and it doesn't have to be a specific brand. Yes, Pinot has a little more resveratrol than the other, you know, varieties of grapes, but the truth be told, it's just the red pigment that's beneficial.
Good.
So any variety, it's what do you like and can you drink it in moderation? If you can't drink in moderation, then please don't drink.
Very good. I like it. Oh. I like it. Hey, you're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Newman. I have a very special guest, Dr. Stephen Masley. Dr. Stephen, He is the author of the book, The Mediterranean Method. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about how this Mediterranean method can benefit your health and what you can do right now during this time of pandemic and fear to bolster your immune system. You're listening to Mind Over Matter. So I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen.
A complete solution for your joint pain is here and without surgery. The Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness's clinically proven treatments repair and regenerate damage, restoring normal function, even walk out the same day. It's the only treatment center in Illinois offering a one-year guarantee for this procedure. Trust the thousands of patients who got their life back. Call us today or visit thecifhw.com.
Everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen, with my very special guest, Dr. Stephen Masley, author of The Mediterranean Method. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a podcast on this great station, or you can check us out online. It's thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. I invite you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. It's facebook.com/thecifhw. Hey, I just want to give a quick public service announcement. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention reminds you to care for your mental health in the face of uncertainty. Focus on what's in your control rather than what isn't. Do what helps you to feel a sense of safety. Remind yourself to stay in the present. Stay connected with others and access your support system. If you are in crisis, you can text to 741-741 or call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline 1-800-273-TALK. Again, 1-800-273-TALK. If you are wanting to schedule an appointment, maybe it's not a crisis, but you're feeling an increased stress or anxiety or fear, you can certainly call us directly for an immediate appointment, 630-980-1400. Again, 630-980-1400 for an immediate appointment. We are doing telephone services. We can get you virtual appointments. Certainly, you can come in person. We're taking every precaution and then some, but we want to make sure that you're taken care of during this very uncertain time. Also, I want to invite you to our upcoming Facebook Live events this Monday, April 20th at 6 p.m. I'm going to be talking about how to survive and thrive through the coronavirus. Tuesday, April 21st, 6 p.m., I'm going to be sharing with you how to cope with quarantine. And then next Thursday, April 23rd, successfully treating autoimmune disorder. So tune in facebook.com/thecifhw. Also want to remind you to fortify your immune system. So check out ti22nutrition.com, Stronger Minds, Stronger Bodies. Experience the healing effects of combined supplementation, especially now. Really, really focus on your immune system. Really focus on healthy levels of zinc. So speaking of healthy immune systems and healthy levels of nutrition, let's dive right back into the Mediterranean diet. Dr. Stephen, tell us a little bit about how the Mediterranean method, this Mediterranean lifestyle, benefits health, because now more than ever, we are realizing just how precious our health and our lives are. And it's sad that a crisis, a pandemic, has to bring that to the forefront. But now more than ever, I think people are starting to step up and say, hey, I really need to take care of myself. And what we're seeing, a lot of the people that are succumbing to the coronavirus are really, you know, people that are most vulnerable because they have had these underlying health conditions from lifestyle factors. Tell us a little bit about how it benefits your health.
Well, absolutely, you're right. This is, you know, it has a major impact on our health. And fortunately, the U.S. World and News Report 3 years in a row has ranked the Mediterranean diet as the healthiest diet on the planet, the best overall diet. They also ranked it number one for best diabetes diet, the best diet to beat and reverse diabetes. And that's like the number one risk factor for having severe symptoms from this. And we can come back to that. But I think importantly, and it is also the two of the 3 years, it's been the best diet for your heart. And heart disease and diabetes are like two of the big risk factors for having severe symptoms from the coronavirus. But it's also the easiest diet to follow. It's won all 3 years in a row, best diet on the planet for being easy to follow and with simple recipes. So I think it's clearly good for our health. From our immune perspective, which is so important right now, 80% of our immune function is in our gut. And the Mediterranean diet is super gut friendly. It's supportive. It has probiotics. It has fiber. And, you know, besides our gut support, the other thing we need is nutrients. So we need, if we want a good immune system, a solid immune system, we need to support our gut. And we also need the right nutrients. As you said, zinc. You know, so super important would be to get your zinc and vitamin D at this time and meet your nutrient needs and support your gut so you have an optimal functioning immune system.
Hey, tell us some foods that can do that specifically.
Well, you know, for zinc, we're looking at like clean meats and, you know, things like fish or poultry or beans are a good source. I mean, all of those are good sources of zinc. I also recommend people take a multivitamin. It's good for our immune system. It lowers our cancer risk. So we should be taking a good multi that's got, you know, things like vitamin D and zinc in it at an adequate dose. And but, you know, a supplement can only supplement our diet. It can't replace it. So we still need to eat those healthy foods.
I'm so glad you pointed that out, because a lot of times people think they can just supplement with, you know, nutraceuticals. And that really is a key, you know, point that you made. It should be to augment, you know, the nutrition we're getting for from food. And, you know, I've often said we can eat from the Garden of Eden and not get the, you know, all the nutrition we need, because just we live such, you know, stressed lives. And so I think that's key to recognize that supplements should be in addition to. But I'm glad you pointed out some specific foods, because, you know, right now I know there's a big shortage on zinc. And there are things that we can do, as you said, to fortify our bodies with food. What are some of the ways that it helps with weight loss? Because I know obesity is through the roof in this country, and that certainly is an indication of underlying health issues as well. How does the Mediterranean diet help with weight loss?
Well, it's a huge problem. Right now, we're looking at 39-40% of Americans are obese.
Wow.
But within just a few years, by, you know, 2030, we're looking at 50% of all Americans are going to be obese. So, you know, some of the thinnest people on the planet happen to live in the Mediterranean area. So one, it's loaded with fiber. Fiber makes you full and satisfied. So more vegetable, fruit, beans, nuts, all of those help. Not having sugar obviously is a huge part of that. I mean, if our sugar levels are elevated, it kills our immune system. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the worst things you need for our immune system is to have diabetes. That's why people with diabetes are having the most severe cases with this COVID-19 infection now. So fiber, nutrient-rich, plant-based pigments. So, all, you know, colorful rainbow is really good for your immune system, and it's good for blood sugar control, and it helps your, you know, the more fruit and vegetables we eat, literally, the smaller our waistline. There's also supporting our gut. One of the things we're learning for weight control is that the guts in your the bugs, the microbes in your gut, have a big impact on weight control and cravings. So a Mediterranean diet has been shown to produce a gut microbiome that helps you lose weight, whereas people who are eating a like heavy red meat and starchy diet with lots of bread and sugar, they have bacteria that make them gain weight. You know, it's the same calorie intake, the same workout. They're gaining more weight with that. So I think, you know, here's the part you can't measure, but one of the nice things about a Mediterranean diet is that the food tastes fantastic. You're satisfied. It helps alleviate cravings. And I know for weight control, it's not just about calories, but I think it's hard to control when you crave something. So, and then lastly, you know, what I've really tried to focus is that I mentioned the sugar part and how that promotes weight, but a skinny twist to the Mediterranean diet is to keep your grain consumption down, you know, limit it.
I am so glad you brought that up, because, you know, I invite the patients in our practice to do a grain-free challenge. And, you know, I was just talking with some colleagues yesterday about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And it's sugar, dairy, grains, and lack of exercise. So I want to talk about that when we come back, because, you know, if we look at, you know, the recommendations, you know, from the government, you know, if we look at the food pyramid, it is the base layer is grains, but it's really, you know, such a an inflammatory agent for our minds and bodies. So let's pick that up when we come back. You're listening to Mind Over Matter. So I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen, with my very special guest, Dr. Stephen Masley, author of The Mediterranean Method. We will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
The Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness's clinically proven treatments repair and regenerate damaged tissue, restoring normal function.
The procedures were easy, comfortable, and left me feeling pain-free. I can dance, run, and jump again if I want to.
3 decades of pain in my back and neck injuries I suffered in active duty. The doctor has me nearly 100% pain-free now, and I never thought that was possible.
Trust the thousands who got their life back. Book an appointment today.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. Thanks for tuning in. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional health and wellness. I'm also an author, a speaker, and I have the great pleasure of being the host of Mind Over Matters, which allows me to have the great pleasure of having fantastic guests on my show like Dr. Stephen Masley. Before we dive back in, though, I do feel, you know, responsible to let you know that there are things you can do if you are struggling through this pandemic. Certainly, there's an 800 number for the suicide hotline. Let me give that to you right now. That is 1-800-273-TALK. Again, 1-800-273-TALK. If you need an immediate appointment, if you need to see a therapist or counselor, we've got some fantastic therapists on our team at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. Give us a call. We can get you in for an immediate appointment. 630-980-1400. Again, 630-980-1400. We are certainly doing telehealth. We're doing virtual visits. Certainly, you can come in if you feel more comfortable with that. We are taking all the precautions and then some. Again, 630-980-1400. Also want to invite you to some fantastic Facebook Live events this coming Monday, April 20th, 6 p.m., How to Survive and Thrive Through the Coronavirus. And we're going to be talking more about specific foods and supplements you can take, as well as overall coping strategies. And then Tuesday, April 21, Coping with Quarantine. You know, we've passed, I think, the honeymoon phase, and people are starting to get on each other's nerves. There's a lot of issues that come up during this time, and there's also some great solutions. And then Thursday, April 23rd, Successfully Treating Autoimmune Disorders. That's facebook.com/thecifhw. Again, facebook.com/thecifhw. I want to remind you to go on to TI22 Nutrition for Stronger Minds and Stronger Bodies. Specifically, I want to encourage you to order their immune support pack. You know, there's some very dramatic effects when you combine certain supplements together. Doc was talking about that, zinc and vitamin D. So if you've missed any of the show, you can definitely check us out online, thecifhw.com. And if you've got questions for Dr. Stephen, where can they reach you? If they've got, if they want to order the book, you know, what's some information that they can reach out to you?
Well, the book is available wherever books are sold, so online or in any bookstore. But unfortunately, right now, the bookstores are closed, and the Amazon shipping times are slower than usual. But yes, they can still get it wherever books are sold. The easiest way they can get a meeting information for me, you know, I have a blog, and I provide free recipes, is at my website, drmasley.com, drmasley.com.
That's fantastic. Doc, we were talking about grains before the break, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, that's still the biggest recommendation, eat your grains. You know, if you want a healthy heart, eat your Cheerios, have your oatmeal. But that isn't necessarily the case. Tell us about why grains can just wreak havoc on your brain and body and put you at risk for infection.
They have a very high glycemic load. I mean, especially when you turn a grain into flour. When you look at like a whole wheat flour or table sugar, they have the same sugar load, glycemic load. So when you're eating bread, you might as well just have a bowl of sugar and eat it with a spoon. There's really, biochemically and physiologically, there's not much difference. But it's interesting, when they did this big study where they looked at over 20,000 patients and tried to see what components of the Mediterranean diet had the most benefit. And one thing they noticed was whole grains appeared to not provide any benefit at all. Mm-hmm. Despite their nutrient content, the benefits of the diet come from the other food components. You know, the vegetable, the fruit, the beans, the olive oil, the seafood, the spices. The grains, I think, really, you know, one, you have gluten, which mm-hmm. is very inflammatory, and 20% of the population has sensitivity to it. But all of them, their sugar load makes it so that either we could avoid them entirely or at least keep their portion size really small.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, too, in other European countries, Italy, for example, when they do have grains, it's in, you know, very small amounts. You know, you mentioned pasta as a side dish, for example. And their grains are very different. They're not genetically modified like ours are here in the States.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. You know, they don't... Genetically modified grains are banned in Europe. So they can't even grow our flour over there, which is much more inflammatory. It was designed to increase the gluten content, but they ended up making it much more inflammatory grain than the native, original wheat strains were. Mm-hmm. But it's not just the wheat, though. It's all the grains, you know, tend to be more inflammatory than, say, eating vegetables or fruit or nuts. So I think there's a lot to be said for cutting down on our grain portions, that many people who have chronic conditions or symptoms should try a gluten-free diet. I think that's one of the smartest things you can do mm-hmm. to improve your health if you're having health problems.
Absolutely, I would agree. So to that, you know, if somebody's dealing with cardiovascular disease or they've had strokes or you want to prevent that, you know, what are some of the ways that can happen on the Mediterranean diet? How can you prevent heart attacks and strokes?
Well, you know, I've been using a Mediterranean diet in my clinic for almost 15 years, and we've noticed that our average patient following a low glycemic, low grain Mediterranean diet shrinks their artery plaque every year. We've had hundreds of people shrink their artery plaque load by more than 10%. So I really am, and when we look at studies, the Mediterranean diet is clearly the best proven diet on the planet to decrease your risk for heart attack, stroke, and sudden cardiac death. So it works. I think the things that make it work are, one, the nutrient content. It's really rich in nutrients that are good for your heart, like potassium, long-chain omega-3 fats that you get from seafood, the vitamin D, which maybe is more like sunlight, and magnesium, which is a critical nutrient for blood sugar control and blood pressure control. So the fiber is fantastic. The olive oil really does help. And all those Mediterranean-featured foods lower inflammation, and a big part of heart disease has to do with inflammation mm-hmm. in your arteries and plaque formation. So it's pretty amazing how effective a Mediterranean diet is for preventing heart disease, strokes, and shrinking your artery plaque.
Mm-hmm. And reversing it, you had mentioned.
Yes.
Reversing it, yeah. Absolutely. And I like how you talked about reversing diabetes on the Mediterranean diet as well, because you had mentioned that in an earlier segment. is that, you know, the difficulties regulating blood sugar is really what puts, you know, people at risk, especially for contracting all kinds of diseases, but especially, you know, those right now that are worried about contracting the coronavirus. So this is super, super important for people to know.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The worst thing you can do for your immune function would be to eat sugar and have insulin resistance. It deregulates all of our immune function when your blood sugar levels are high. That's why diabetics get sick all the time, and that's why diabetes is one of the number one predictors about, if you get the virus, about being admitted to the hospital and maybe being put on a ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we can do to improve blood sugar control is going to go a long ways to reducing the severity of infection and improving your outcome, and then helping your overall health long term, your energy, your vitality, even your romantic functions better, sexual functions better, mm-hmm. when you have better blood sugar control.
Absolutely. I think that's a real challenge for people right now because of the quarantine, the stay-at-home directives, because a lot of people are eating, they're stress eating, they're eating out of boredom. And so this is, you know, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show because this is really, really important. But also, you know, when people are eating what I call frankenfoods, those processed foods, they're hungry a lot more. And then it becomes, you know, just a vicious cycle at trying to control your blood sugars.
Well, Doctor, I can agree with you more that, you know, the more processed food you eat, the more you crave it. So, but here's the beauty is, even during this time, a Mediterranean diet is pretty darn easy to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get vegetable, fruit, beans, nuts, poultry, seafood, and olive oil. Those are readily
Absolutely.
Available. And,
those are not buying.
Yeah. You may not be able to get ground hamburger, which I don't really highly recommend anyway, or toilet paper, but a Mediterranean diet, I mean, those are the basis of what we produce. And the dishes are simple. You don't have to be extravagant. If anything, you know, the recipes I've got in the Mediterranean method they're easy to prepare. That's why the diet is so popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why it's considered the easiest diet to follow, because the food tastes great,
mm-hmm.
and it's not overcomplicated. You just use good quality ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and it's so simple to make.
You know, I like to say that nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. So with that, we'll be right back. Stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen, with my very special guest, Dr. Stephen Masley, author of The Mediterranean Method. We'll be right back.
A complete solution for your joint pain is here, and without surgery. The Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness's clinically proven treatments repair and regenerate damage, restoring normal function, even walk out the same day. It's the only treatment center in Illinois offering a one-year guarantee for this procedure. Trust the thousands of patients who got their life back. Call us today or visit thecifhw.com.
Everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to our show titled The Mediterranean Method with Dr. Stephen Masley. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a podcast on this great station. Also, you can check it out on our website, thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. If you've got questions, comments, you can send me, you know, an email directly. That email address is healthandwellness@thecifhw.com, or you can call me 630-980-1400. We are big proponents of the Mediterranean lifestyle here at the practice. We specialize in functional medicine. So Doc was talking about reversing chronic degenerative diseases and really bulletproofing your body. If people have questions for you, if they want to check you out online, Doc, where can they go to?
Best is on my website, drmasley.com, drmasley.com.
Awesome. Thanks. I appreciate you guys tuning in. So we were talking about preventing heart attacks and strokes and even reversing cardiovascular disease. But what about brain functioning and dementia? Because we are seeing such a dramatic rise in dementia, and it's really sugars just eating our brain away. Tell us, though, specifically how you can improve brain function and prevent dementia. Because a lot of times people think it's just a foregone conclusion that, you know, my mom's got it, my uncle's got it, you know, my husband's getting dementia, you know, and people think they're doomed to that now.
Well, it is increasing rapidly. It's the most expensive disease in America today, and it's supposed to double between, you know, over a 15-year period, twice as many cases. So it is super common. All of us seem to have known someone who's suffered from it. And, you know, this is like the scariest disease of all because, you know, this isn't just that you suffer. It's that we become a burden on the people we love, and nobody wants that. But the good news is following a Mediterranean diet has actually been shown to improve your brain function and help prevent memory loss. When they've done studies and they've done randomized clinical trials and they put people on a low-fat diet versus a Mediterranean diet, on the low-fat diet, they noticed a drop in brain speed and brain processing function. And it improved almost immediately within a month on the Mediterranean eating plan. And if you followed people for 5 years, they had far less dementia and memory loss.
Wow.
So there are multiple trials showing that the closer you follow a Mediterranean diet, the less dementia and memory loss you get, and the better your brain function will be.
That's huge. You know, I was driving into the studio this morning, and I was looking at a billboard. It was actually for personal injury lawyers, but the billboard advertisement was, medical bills are the number one reason for a cause of bankruptcy in this country. And when you talk about, you know, supporting a loved one and just the burden on someone emotionally, psychologically, but the financial burden on that family, I have to say, if more people knew that they could get healthy and stay healthy following something like the Mediterranean diet, and then if they understood the longer term impact, positive impact of that, staying healthy, not having dementia, not being a burden on your family, not, you know, facing possible bankruptcy, you know, it would just turn so many lives around. And that's why I think, you know, the work you're doing, especially working with the young residents, is so incredibly important because, again, most doctors don't realize the role of nutrition. I was giving a Facebook Live event this past Monday on the coronavirus, and one of the quotes was from an emergency room doctor. It said, American medicine is so steeped in pharmaceuticals that they can't see what's obviously right in front of their eyes. And, of course, this doc was talking about the zinc deficiency and how the COVID-19 symptoms exactly mirror that of zinc deficiency. But the truth is, you know, still American healthcare, it is steeped in pharma. It's not steeped in functional medicine, you know, and letting medicine be your food and food be your medicine that could actually prevent heart disease, prevent stroke, prevent dementia, prevent somebody from going bankrupt because they're drowning in medical bills.
Well, I can't emphasize that enough, that, you know, if you let your health go, it's, you know, people think about, oh, it's cheap to eat fast food, but the price of that, of a decreased performance, decreased energy, hospital bills, health problems, your health can, you know, fall apart. I mean, that is extremely expensive.
Yeah.
But I think people just feel so much better. We've noticed that when we've done randomized trials and when we put people on a Mediterranean diet, we see that their cognitive performance, their brain processing speed actually improves. And we've measured that and published that in trials. So, I mean, this is an eating plan that will make you feel sharper, quicker, and be more productive, as well as prevent memory loss and heart disease and improve your waistline and help your immune function. So, I mean, the benefits are endless, and the food can still taste fantastic.
Yeah. Again, nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. And I think the diet, the word diet, you know, can sometimes be intimidating to people because they think, oh, my gosh, this is going to be strict. You know, I can't have this, I can't have that. They start thinking in terms of what they can't have or can't do, and just the thought of it gets overwhelming.
Paralyzing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so you talk about the benefits of longevity, and you mentioned briefly earlier the benefits of, you know, having a better sex life. Tell us about that and the Mediterranean method.
Well, you know, the people who live the longest on the planet, not just their lifespan, but their health span, are, you know, they're from the Mediterranean region. So, you know, people in, even in financially strapped places like Greece, they live 5-7 years longer than us, and a much higher percent of their 90-year-olds are living independently in good health and still functioning, sometimes still working. So it's really dramatic to see how adding this kind of eating plan and lifestyle will increase your lifespan and health span so that you stay active and healthy and independent.
You know, I like how you pointed that out, not just lifespan, but health span, staying vital, energized on purpose, right? That's huge.
Exactly.
So what is this skinny twist then on the plan, and why is it needed some change? You talked a little bit about that earlier.
Well, you know, the number one cause for heart disease, for obesity, for memory loss is too much sugar in our diets. You know, it's that we've eating processed food. So it's really getting back to food as nature made it. You know, it's eating, you know, buying ingredients and making, you know, cooking again. But I think really we're looking at that the skinny twist is that we're cutting way back on the grain and sugar portions.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Europe, if you have dessert, it's usually fruit. And I mean, honestly, oftentimes if you order an appetizer and a main course, they give you fruit dessert for free. It, you know, that's just part of your meal. There isn't, you know, yes, they will have, you know, once in a while they'll make some fancy concoction. Like, you know, I have a ricotta blueberry cheesecake in the book.
Ooh.
They will celebrate once in a while. But mostly, you know, they just eat basic food and it still tastes fantastic and they enjoy it. And so there's a lot to be said for eating less grains and less sugar and the health and waistline benefits that come from that. And you get much better weight control and less heart disease and less diabetes and less memory loss. And you still get to eat fantastic food.
That's fantastic. But it's sexy, too. I have to say, it's a sexy diet because you spoke earlier about the benefits on a healthy sex life.
Well, a lot of that is the cardiovascular part. You know, one of the things, the first symptom of cardiovascular disease in men is erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And for women, they also, when they have a decrease in circulation, they have, you know, it really does decrease their sexual performance and their, you know, ability to arousal. So all those things are based upon our circulation. So it's not surprising, you know, I've had many, many men who came to me on the practice and, you know, they were on these little blue pills, Viagra-like mm-hmm. drugs, and they realized once they fall this road, they didn't need those pills anymore. So it is pretty dramatic to see the improvements in sex, not just overall health and energy, but sexual function oftentimes improves dramatically with this as well.
That's huge because that's such a source of conflict for couples. And it certainly, you know, undermines a person's sense of self-esteem as well. So,
yes.
You know, it's not just a physical health issue, but it's an emotional, you know, as well as interpersonal.
For men and women.
Absolutely.
For both genders.
Absolutely. So stick around. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. Stephen Masley, the author of The Mediterranean Method. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. We'll be right back.
The Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness's clinically proven treatments repair and regenerate damaged tissue, restoring normal function.
The procedures were easy, comfortable, and left me feeling pain-free. I can dance, run, and jump again if I want to.
3 decades of pain in my back and neck injuries I suffered in active duty. The doctor has me nearly 100% pain-free now, and I never thought that was possible.
Trust the thousands who got their life back. Book an appointment today.
Everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. You're listening to our show today titled The Mediterranean Method with Dr. Stephen Masley. If you've missed any of the show, you can catch a podcast on this great station, or you can check us out online, thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. You can find us on SoundCloud, on Apple iTunes, or Google Play. And I just want to invite you to our upcoming Facebook Live events. Monday, April 20th, 6 p.m., How to Survive and Thrive Through the Coronavirus. This is a must-attend event. Simple, strategic things you can do to improve your health dramatically right now, including switching to the Mediterranean diet. And then Tuesday, April 21st, 6 p.m., Coping with Quarantine, What You Can Do to Survive and Thrive in the Quarantine as well. Because people are getting edgy and agitated here, just saying. And then Thursday, April 23rd, successfully treating autoimmune disorders. So again, facebook.com/thecifhw for our live events. Want to encourage you to order your immune power pack on ti22nutrition.com. Stronger minds and stronger bodies. Experience the healing effects of combined supplementation, especially now. And with that, I want to just encourage you to stay safe. Again, if you're experiencing any kind of increase in depression or anxiety or fear-based illness, post-traumatic stress, please give us a call, 630-980-1400. Again, 630-980-1400. Or if you're experiencing some of these chronic health issues, we specialize in functional health and wellness. Same with Dr. Masley. We're able to reverse these chronic degenerative disease states for you, which, you know, are putting you at risk for contracting any virus, certainly put you at risk for shortening your life. So 630-980-1400. We're able to get you in right away, either through a telephone consult, a virtual consult, or certainly in person. We're taking all those precautions as well. But welcome back to the show. So we're talking the Mediterranean method, and in some sense, it really does sound like a silver bullet, you know, for optimal health and wellness. And Doc, you teach this, you know, you're an associate professor. You teach this all the time, you know, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. So, you know, but, you know, beyond that, beyond food and diet, what other aspects of a Mediterranean method benefit health?
Well, if we look at the Mediterranean, they're more active than we are. They walk, and specifically, they walk a lot more. They walk to work. They walk to the grocery store. They, you know, there's a tradition throughout the Mediterranean of going for a walk before or after dinner in the community and strolling around. And so instead of sitting in front of a screen, they'll get up and go out and walk. So activity, and it's not gym activity as much as it is just being outside. Bicycling, swimming, anything that gets them moving is really important. But I think it's not just what they eat, it's also how they eat. You know, they're very mindful about how they eat. Meals are leisurely and take time. Mm-hmm. And they sit with friends and family and they talk about food and life. I mean, oftentimes here in the States, we'll see people eating in front of a television, a computer screen, or on their phone. They're isolated. And the feelings that you have while you eat really impact your digestion and your food absorption. So to sit and socially relax and be calm and have a long, leisurely meal, I can't say enough for that how big a difference it is. I spent 10 months researching the book Sailing from Spain to Turkey last year.
Wow.
And I don't think when we ate out, like at least 5 days a week, you know, sampling, trying little mom-pa restaurants and local regional recipes, but seldom did we ever get a meal in less than 90 minutes.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, it's such a good de-stressor as well. You're connecting emotionally. You know, certainly you're fueling your body with good nutrition, and you're just enhancing those relationships as well. And that's huge. Yeah, that's huge. You had made a point, you know, that we eat on the go or we're eating in front of the television. And it's interesting to note that, you know, when people eat at their desk or eat in front of the television, they tend to eat a lot more food because it's as you said earlier, you talked about mindful eating, and that's not mindful eating. But when you sit down and follow these other aspects of the Mediterranean method, that really is mindful eating, and you're connecting emotionally, you're connecting socially, you're nourishing your body, right? And you're also nourishing those relationships, and you're moving, you know, movement, because when we don't move, that actually creates inflammation in our body. But what? Go ahead.
And as a result of that, you know, they have dramatically lower rates of anxiety and depression in Europe than we do in the U.S.
Absolutely.
It's not even comparable. It's a night and day difference of better mental health. They're happier. They're more cheerful. I mean, they look forward to mealtime with their friends and family, and it's the best part of their day.
It's huge. And they're not on all of those medications that often just make things worse, right? So what are some examples, though, of recipes that come with the plan? Because again, when I hear the word diet, you know, I'm sure I'm like a lot of people, I think, oh my gosh, this is going to be really hard to follow. And it's really one of the easiest, you know, diets, as you said, to follow. It's the best overall diet in the world. easiest to follow. But what are some examples of recipes? Because, again, people think, oh, my gosh, you know, do I have to cook? How am I going to manage this?
Well, like breakfast, they're not pancake and bread related, from what you can imagine what we've said.
Awesome.
It's either like, you know, berries with some plain yogurt, you know, just delicious berries that are colorful with yogurt. They eat more egg dishes. They'll have an omelet, or they have a quiche or a frittata. And they'll put, you know, like spinach or kale or other things in it. So it's really great. Or sometimes they'll just, oftentimes they do partial intermittent fasting. They will just have tea or coffee for breakfast and they don't eat till noon. But lunch is the big meal of the day. You know, they'll frequently have appetizers, like it could be, pickles or olives, probiotic-rich foods.
I was just thinking that.
That they start off with. They oftentimes have a salad. You know, so they have Spaniards have a mixed salad. The French have salad niçoise. The Italian, you know, they all have, you know, a version of salad that's, you know, with different vegetables, a little bit of protein, maybe some nuts sprinkled on it. And it's almost always extra virgin olive oil and vinegar as the dressing.
Now, you've got go ahead.
You know, they have, and then on their salads, they'll frequently do like grilled chicken or grilled shrimp or fish or something like that. And then they almost always have a fruit, like whether it's figs or whatever's in season is what they'll be serving. But go ahead with your question.
I was going to say, so your book, The Mediterranean Method, it comes with these recipes, yes?
It does. And the photos are really amazing in here that we did for the dishes. You know, I'm just looking at some of these, like, this roasted leek and kale salad with beets, or the paella. Paella is that, you know, Spanish seafood dish where you put, usually it's traditionally way too much rice, but I tried an experiment. I tried making this with cauliflower rice instead. It cut the cooking time in half. It was still fantastic, and it has a lot lower sugar load. So, you know, you could do chicken or you can do shellfish with a paella with these wonderful, incredible flavors, or falafel, or, you know, Moroccan chicken stew, or steamed mussels that with a little white wine and parsley and garlic, stuffed, examples are stuffed eggplant and chicken with pesto on a salad.
Wow.
You know, there's just so many choices, let alone, as I said, that ricotta blueberry cheesecake for an occasional splurge. Those are traditional dishes that you have that just taste wonderful and are easy to prepare.
Wow. So, all right, I'm coming to your house for dinner and for lunch, as a matter of fact, and for dessert. Hey, Doc, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know, for those of you out there, I want to thank you for tuning in, for your support. I really want to encourage you to take control of your health, take control of your mind, take control of your life. I want to encourage you to go to drmasley.com. Again, it's DRMASLEY, drmasley.com. Check out his book. I really want to encourage you to order the book, The Mediterranean Method. And if you just go to his website, you can see some examples of what he's been talking about how to reverse heart disease, how to prevent stroke, how to improve brain function, prevent dementia, improve your gut health, enhance your sex life and your longevity and your quality of life. So thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate it. I would love to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And much health, and thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing with the upcoming doctors. I can't express my gratitude enough for that, because you truly are our doctor. You truly are a teacher. We'll talk soon.